Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Christina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Excited to get into this week's news.
So much news and so many comments from last week's show, too. Yeah. So before we get to all that, let's read a couple of what some people had to say about last week's show. Want to kick it off?
Yeah. So I don't know what your name is, but it says What FC said, as much as I hate Teresa, she's the OG. That table flip defined Housewives forevermore. Mm-hmm. Can't disagree with that. I mean, yeah, I'm not the biggest Jersey Housewives fan. No offense to your home state.
That's okay.
I still watch, of course, because I watch them all. But I mean, I do think they're iconic, and I agree, Teresa defined a moment and defined the Jersey Housewives.
Very, very true. All right, moving on to Joy Pepper. She said, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills should be called Camera Ready or Ready for the Runway or Fake Friend Group. If Beverly Hills, their glam is over the top, which most of the women cannot afford. There's nothing believable about them. Ouch, some harsh words.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree. I mean, I definitely think that they're believable, but they just have a lot of money.
Yeah, I like seeing that. I mean, that's like I said last week, I think part of the reason I love watching the Housewives is to see these over the top things that I can't afford.
Exactly.
You get to see them do it.
Totally. That's what the Housewives is all about. All right. Well, not everybody can like everything, and that's totally fine. So keep commenting, keep subscribing every week, because we love seeing what you guys have to say. So let's move on and get into the news this week. So despite it being a holiday week, it's seriously very busy.
A lot of news, a lot of Housewives news. All right. So Vicki Gunvalson has recently opened up about her secret cancer battle during an appearance on SiriusXM's Jeff Lewis Live podcast alongside her friend Tamara Judge. She said, I just had my whole effing uterus taken out. The Bravo personality's revelation came shortly after she opened up about her relationship with her ex Brooke Ayers and how she dealt with his alleged cancer battle at the time. She had said, what did I win? I effing got $380,000 out of my checkbook into his. I paid for all of his for 5 years. So people say I was in on some scam. It made me go absolutely crazy thinking about anybody thinking that I would do that to somebody when so many people have suffered from cancer. While she didn't elaborate further on her own diagnosis, she did admit that she was going through an effing tough time right now. She said, I do not need anybody bringing me down. I got scammed. He was so sick. He was so sick, quote unquote. So he couldn't work. Don't get me down that rabbit hole. Last month, she made headlines when she announced her split from ex-fiancé Steve Lodge shortly after a judge seemingly hinted that Steve had been unfaithful.
Oh, poor girl has been through it.
I know. Tough year for her.
Seriously. I wonder, hopefully she's okay. She really didn't elaborate too much on the cancer diagnosis, but you know, hopefully she's on the road to recovery. But I feel like she hasn't opened up about Brooks in a while, or at least we haven't opened up Brooks.
No,
Brooks
in I know. I forgot about that whole story.
I do too.
So insane. So insane.
It's definitely, I feel like so much is going on in Vicki's life right now that like, I really wish that she was on this season of OC. Like I
know she's on the girls trip part two, right? Or whatever they're calling it, the mashup part two.
Yes.
So at least we'll see some of it there. Maybe we'll see some of her breakup. And that, you know, maybe if it's good enough, they'll have her back on.
Yeah, we'll see. But
a
teaser coming up for next week. We did speak to Shannon Bedore and didn't really seem too keen on having Vicki and Tamara back in the fold. So I'll just leave it there.
She's got her new Trace Amigas.
She has got her new Trace Amigas.
Real traitor.
Seriously. All right, well, let's move on to Joe Giudice, because he has hired an attorney to help him in his deportation case, and he wants to be back stateside. He exclusively told Us Weekly on November 19th that he is looking to return to the United States after spending the last 2 years in Italy. I can't believe it's been 2 years. It's crazy. And in October of 2018, he was ordered to be deported after serving 3 years in prison for fraud. He told us, I would like to be able to see my children again, and in our home state, be a part of their lives, be physically present when they need me, and watch them grow up. I yearn to hold my grandmother in my arms again before the time comes in which she is no longer on this earth. I want to be with my mother, my family, to be in the place I have called home since I was a year old. Now, with the help of his manager, Dominique Etchen, Joe said he hired an immigration attorney to assist him in his fight. The lawyer told us that she is filing a waiver of inadmissibility, which she described as a kind of forgiveness from the United States government. I mean, do we think that maybe this will work for him this time?
I kind of hope it does. I feel for him a little bit. You know, people have done much worse things. Yeah. I mean, I think he's done his time.
I think so too. I really feel like he is. I mean, they've made an example out of him. I mean, people are getting get away with murder, and you know, he's being deported for years because of a fraud charge, and he served his time in prison. He went to ICE. He like went to Italy. Now he was in the Bahamas. He's kind of been all over the place, and I feel like, you know, these girls are missing out on so many, you know, great memories with their dad. I do. I feel like he's done the time already.
And if not for him, then for his girls, you know, they didn't do anything. So
They
shouldn't suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring Joe back.
Bring Joe back.
I'll sign the petition.
Totally. Well, somebody that's in some legal mess of her own is Jen Shah, right?
Yeah. So her assistant, Jen Shah's assistant, Stuart Smith, has changed his plea to guilty in the pair's ongoing legal case about their alleged involvement in the telemarketing scheme. Us Weekly officially can confirm that this week. So attorney Ronald Richards told us that he pleaded guilty to 3 counts: conspiracy to wire fraud, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. He admitted hiding ownership and money, defrauding elderly people, and lying to Federal Trade Commission in a deposition, which constituted perjury. Sorry, all these legal terms are very
crazy.
It's like the Housewives legal show.
Right.
So he and Jen were arrested in March and charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with telemarketing and conspiracy to commit money laundering. So what do you think about him just flipping on Jen like that?
It's a pretty big deal. Like, this is not look good for her case coming up, that he's basically, well, I mean, he's admitting that everything they did was illegal, and I think he gets sentenced after her. So I don't know, maybe she'll flip her plea. It doesn't seem like it. I mean, based on her social media, she's still maintaining innocence. But this does not look good for her, because he was like kind of like her ride or die. Mm-hmm. And for him to be flipping means that he probably gave, I would imagine, a lot of information over to the police authorities and things like that. So I'm not looking good for Jen.
I wonder if he could be found guilty, but she's could be found not guilty. Like, if he's was more involved in the day-to-day stuff.
He was like the mastermind behind all of it.
Yeah.
Kind of was along for the ride and kind of just, you know, did a Teresa Giudice and signed documents that she never read. Who knows?
Right. We'll have to wait and see. God, I would love to chat with this guy.
Oh my God. That's so crazy. I'm sure he's going to be writing a book after this.
Oh yeah.
Well, Kathy Hilton wouldn't say whether she's returning to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and amid reports that she's holding out for more money. She told Entertainment Tonight, you know, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. Now, the indecisive answer is a bit odd since filming already started for the new season. All of the girls have been spotted shooting scenes while Kathy has been noticeably absent. I mean, if you were Bravo, would you fork over the money to Kathy Hilton?
So I'm a little torn on this.
Okay.
Because Kathy Hilton doesn't need the money.
No, she doesn't.
Of any housewife, she needs it the least.
Yeah.
So for her to be holding out, I'm curious what the numbers are. But no matter what the numbers are, she doesn't need it.
No.
So I'm kind of like, I don't know. And the other thing that I've said before is that she didn't share her husband or her personal life, her daughters on the show that much. So I almost feel like I need to see a little bit more from her next season. I loved her. Don't get me wrong. I love seeing her house. I love seeing her over-the-top caviar and lifestyle and all of that. But I'm curious how far that's going to take her without sharing anything personal ever.
I agree.
I'm wondering if the producers are thinking like, well, you know, if you want more money, maybe we can get Paris on the show a few times. Or,
exactly. Yeah.
You know.
No, I think I totally agree with you. We need to see a little bit more. I mean, we see more of, you know, like their personal life on Paris Hilton's documentary about her wedding. Like, you see more, like, I need more stuff like that. I need to dig a little bit deeper into like who Kathy is. Like, for me, like you said, she was just like kind of comedic relief during this past season. Yeah. And, you know, we saw a little bit of her and Kyle kind of working out their issues, but
yeah, even then,
so not so much. So yeah. Yes, out of everybody, like you said, she doesn't need the money. It's just a principle of the thing. Like, yeah. You know, if you like me that much, you got to pay me for it.
Also, everyone knows what Erica Jane makes now, 600,000 per season.
True.
So if Kathy Hilty was making less than Erica Jane, I could see that being an issue.
Right. I totally
is that a principle?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully she's back, but
I hope she is. I hope she is.
Yeah. I do too.
All right. So let's get into last night's Salt Lake City. Another doozy.
It's getting really good. What did you think of Meredith kind of saying, you know, I'm done with Jen pretty much?
Yeah. I mean, I think Meredith may have tipped someone off at some point because I'm like, the way she's totally like done with her. Yeah. Doesn't believe a word she said. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either.
But
she also was not shocked when she got arrested at all.
Not she was in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Not watching the news. No, she knew something.
She was mission accomplished. Yeah. Like,
something I'm all
like
for it. I'm all for her being like, I'm not shooting a scene with her. I'm not going to the same party as her. And I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either.
It's interesting though to see the difference. I mean, granted, Erica's situation was way different because Erica is technically, we don't think she's guilty because it was her husband doing it. And with Jen, she was the one convicted. So it's a different situation, but it's interesting how the different housewives are reacting. Like, everyone's kind of being like, get away from me, Jen.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone on Beverly Hills was kind of like scared of Erica and like, how can we help you? How can we be there for you? So it's interesting.
Right. It is interesting. I don't know. Maybe because they felt like maybe Erica was like guilty by association kind of. And then they feel like Jen like actually really did this. I don't know. But I do agree with you.
Yeah.
It is. But not that different though. But like, yeah, the Heather was the only one being like, all right, I would visit her in jail. I would be her friend. And everyone's like, you're crazy. I don't think
they
can do that. But it is interesting how Meredith is handling, obviously two totally different situations, how Meredith is handling all the Mary accusations. And it's like, all right, we have to go to her and talk to her about it. But with Jen, she's like just dismissing her and kind of getting her out of her life.
I mean,
totally different things.
Once you treat someone's son like that, you know, I think you just can't come back from that. And I think that's, she's just using this as an excuse, not an excuse, but she's using this as it's final. Like, now I truly have no reason to ever be in the same room as her again.
Right. Yeah, totally. What about Jen saying, what about, you know, we finally see Jen after the arrest and she kind of is like rehashing everything with her lawyer, but she, you know, she was saying that she was too giving to so many people. She was sticking by the story that Sharif was in the hospital. But I wonder like who was on the other end of that phone? Was it the police like pretending to be somebody else? Like, who called her?
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We'll never know. That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I just completely figured she's just making this up.
Right. Or she's making it up.
It was one of her friends being like, they're on the way.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know, but I will say I thought the whole lawyer conversation was kind of bogus. I mean, the thing is, she says she doesn't know, you know, she didn't know in that she would never hurt elderly people or vulnerable people. But I wanted to know, well, what did you think you were doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, what did you, and I still am not totally clear what her part is in, like, I understand the full picture of, you know, people buy these people's phone numbers and they scam them with subscriptions that just keep auto renewing on their credit cards. I understand all that, but what part is she? Does she buy the phone numbers? Does she sell the phone numbers? I'm not so sure.
Right. I'm not so sure about that either. I feel like once maybe the case gets going, like we'll get some more answers to that. Yeah. But we really don't know what her involvement is, or like, I don't know. I really don't know how any of that stuff works. I agree with Heather, like comparing it to Ozark. Like that's the only way I know about money laundering. So
that was so good.
I love that.
She was saying ways that you can hide money.
Right.
Open a strip club joint.
Yes, I love totally. That. I'm like, okay, I can relate to that.
Yes, I was like, oh yes.
but you know, then you know, and then now this whole Mary storyline is starting to get going too about, you know, people saying things about the church and how she's like almost like a cult leader in a way. Like that's kind of what they're getting at. And I think that's what went, you know, one of the people that went to the church mortgaged their house and gave her $300,000.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of crazy.
It's insane. I want more information on this because it's super interesting. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting because you see next week, they're trying to confront her about it to be to have an honest, an open and honest conversation, it seems like she's very much shutting down and walking away from it. So I'm curious how that's going
to
go.
Right. Which is, she kind of does with everything though, with Whitney too. Like Whitney was trying to have a conversation with her and she was pretending that she was asleep. Like if you're going to be a housewife, you have to engage. Like you have to give us something.
Yes. You need to engage.
Yeah. I did enjoy her putting the eggs in the microwave saying that she was killing all the germs.
Yes. Also like, I just, that whole situation, I'm like, just, you could have just made your own egg. But
I know. She's an interesting character. She really is. All right. All right. Well, it's going to keep getting good. I think you know, now we're kind of moving into this Mary situation. So I'm sure we'll have a lot to discuss in the upcoming weeks about that. All right. Well, time for our real talk. And we have more from our interview with Luann de Lesseps. She told us what's in store for the future of Real Housewives of New York. So take a look at this. What do you think went wrong last season? Or if you think anything did?
Well, listen, I think it was, like I said, it was a difficult season to get through. And, you know, you saw the season, et cetera. I just feel like we got to a good place in the end, you know, and especially with the Christmas song and, you know, of course, disappointed there wasn't a reunion, but I felt like too much time had passed and it was like, we kind of had an expiration date in terms of when that reunion would come to air. And so, you know, listen, I'm very much looking forward to the next season of our show. I feel like I left in a good place and the cast as a whole. So I'm looking forward to coming up.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about next season and when you guys may start?
Not yet.
I mean, how do you feel about, do you think that there should be a cast shakeup?
Oh, we haven't heard yet, but that's not unusual. So, you know, we'll be hearing soon and, you know, I'm super excited for that. And I'm sure the next season is going to be a great one.
Yeah. I mean, would you like to see some of the OGs come back? Or do you think that it should be like a little bit more of a
casting? I have nothing to do with casting, but yeah, sure. It would be great to see some OGs come back. I've heard they're recasting completely. I have no idea. They're all rumors. And so, you know, there's a lot of speculation out there, but certainly, you know, I'm open to new ideas and I'm open to see what they come up with.
I mean, it seems like she's kind of up in the air too. She doesn't really know what's going on with next season of the show. And I mean, which is understandable because they don't really tell them anything, but still, I wonder if she's going to be back.
I don't know either. I don't know. Cause she wasn't that exciting last season. Luann's one of my
favorite. Yeah.
Top three for me. Yeah. But she didn't have a very exciting season, but then again, none of them did. So
none of them. Yeah. I mean, but like, even, you know, like you said, I love Luann, but you know, I don't know what else we could really see from her. She's, you know, she said she's not dating. I mean, we've seen the cabaret show, you know, we've seen that storyline a lot. So I just don't know what's left.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like they're going to kind of clean house. start over. I don't know.
I'm into that.
Yeah, totally. All right, let's get into our social spotlight of the week, where we discuss which housewife caught our attention on social media. Mandy, who caught your attention this week?
All right, so mine was a post from Comments by Bravo. It was a post that Ramona had put up holding an all-star card. I guess maybe they were shooting the all-star reunion, possibly. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but... Tamara Judge commented on it saying, "Who is that?" Which is amazing. I mean, Ramona looked a little bit airbrushed in this photo.
A little. She looks great. I mean, she looks like she's like 40. Like,
honestly though, her on the girls trip this season, she looks better than she did.
She does. I guess Ageless by Ramona is working.
I'm ordering that right now. Christmas presents for everyone.
Load it all up on me. Maybe you look 20 years younger. Mine went to Lisa Barlow. She posted on her Instagram stories, just karma is a bitch. I'm guessing that's probably a little dig to Jen Shaw. So, which is interesting too, because she and Jen were friends. Yeah. And I feel like we're going to see that friendship start to unravel this season too. And Jen was like posting a lot on her Instagram stories, actually like thanking Jenny for standing up for her, even though they kind of got into it, you know, this season already. So I feel like everybody is taking sides when it comes to Jen Shaw.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Not on her side.
No, definitely not. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Mandy, thank you so much for running down all things Housewives with me as always.
Thanks, Christina.
All right. Have a good week, everybody. Keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.